The focus of the sixth parak of the Masechta is the Sotir La'Azazel, the goat which the lottery had decided would be sent off the cliff. This would be an atonement for the Jewish people's sins. And the Mishnah says that when it comes to the two goats, remember there was a Sotir La'Azazel, which is the focus of the parak, and there was also a Sotir La'Hashem, and this was the goat which was brought as a korban, and whose blood was thrown in the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Pareches, as we learned in the previous parak. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Seirim HaKippurim, the two goats of Yom Kippur, the Sotir La'Hashem and the Sotir La'Azazel, Mitzvosan Sheyu Shneim Shovin, their mitzvah is ideally that they should both be the same, number one, b'mareh, in appearance, in color, uva koima, and in height, uva domim, and in price. The Torah, when talking about the goats, says Shnei HaSeirim, the two goats. Now, Seirim in itself is plural, so had it not said the word Shnei, I would have already known that we're talking about two goats. It doesn't specify a number, and it uses the plural. So why did the Torah add Shnei? In order to teach us that both of these goats need to be the same. And the Torah said this phrase, Shnei HaSeirim, three times. And we learn from there that there are three aspects in which they need to be the same. Color, height, and price. And as well as that, part of the third one, that the price should be the same, is also the Kichosan Ke'echod. They should be brought together. That goes together with the fact that they should be the same price. That is learned from the third use of this phrase. However, says the Mishnah, this is ideal. But even if they are not the same in these three areas, Kasherin, they are nevertheless valid Bidi Eved once it's been done, once these goats have been chosen. And this is also learned from Pesukim, in which the Torah uses the word Vahasotir. The goat in the singular, it's an unnecessary word. And so we learn from other Pesukim that the law that they need to be the same is only ideal, but if it is not the case, then it is nevertheless valid Bidi Eved. And so on a similar note, Lokach Echot Hayom Echol Mocher, if he bought one of the goats today, and one the next day, he didn't buy them together, nevertheless Kasherin, they are both valid Bidi Eved, as we explained. Now what happens if Meis Echol Mehem, if one of the goats die, so Imach Lehigril Meis, if the goat died before they had cast the lottery of which one would be Lashem and which one would be Lazazel. So in that case, very simple solution. Yikach Zug Lasheni. They should buy a pair for the second goat. They should just buy another goat. Because as we learned, Bidi Eved, it is valid even if they weren't bought together. And then they would cast the lottery as usual. However, Vimisha Higlomis, if the goat died after the lottery had been cast, so now you can't just simply buy another goat because the surviving goat has been chosen to be either Lazazel or Lashem. And the only way to designate the goat, the new goat, as Lazazel or Lashem, is if you cast a lottery of two goats, to decide for two goats. You can't just decide that the new goat will be in place of the old goat, because that means it would be done without a lottery. And it has to be done with a lottery, so therefore what should you do? Yovi Zug Acher. You should bring a different pair, meaning two new goats. V'yagre aleim batchila. And cast a lottery over them from the beginning. The Yoimar im shal shemes, if the goat which was designated Lashem to be brought as a korban, if that's the goat which died, then he should say as follows: Zesh ola olav agur Lashem, whichever goat the lottery casts will be Lashem. Yiskaim tachtov, that will stand in the place of the goat which had died. If the goat which was designated for Azazel, if that was the one which died, then he should say, Zesh ola olav hagur Azazel, whichever goat comes up in the lottery as being designated Azazel, is kaim tachtov, it should stand in the place of the dead goat. Vahasheni, and the second goat, which we're going to understand to be referring to the second new goat, so the new goat which ends up being designated for the same thing as the surviving goat is designated for. So of course the second designation is not valid. If let's say the surviving goat was designated Lashem, so the new goat which gets the lottery of Hashem does not become designated Lashem, because since the first one is still valid, so that is the one which has bought Lashem. On the other hand, however, this goat is certainly considered belonging to the Beis HaMikdash and designated for something holy, and so you can't just benefit from it. Rather, what should you do? Yirad she'istoiv, it should pass, it should be left to wait around until it develops a wound. And if it has a mum, if it has a wound, then it is now invalid to be used as one of these goats. So at that point, via mocha, you can then sell it, and the value which is gained from selling it, whatever money one gets in return, that falls in a dova for voluntary offerings in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning the money is given to the Beis HaMikdash. She'ein chatas tzibur mesa, because a korban chatas, and in this case we're referring to both of the goats, which are brought on behalf of the public, we do not just leave it to die. There's a halacha that if a common chatos of an individual she is bringing, if that becomes invalid, so there is a halacha l'mish misinai, there's a tradition from Moshe from our Sinai, that if a common chatos of an individual becomes invalid, so it is left to die. However, that halacha l'mish misinai does not include a chatos of the public, and therefore it's not left to die, rather we wait for it to develop a wound, and then sell it, and that money goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, Thomas, it does die just like a common chatos bought by an individual. Apparently Rabbi Yehuda had a different tradition, which said that even a chatos of the public was included in this law. The Odom Rabbi Yehuda furthermore said, and argued on the Tanakama on another point, and that is, the Tanakama said that after designating a new pair, the one which becomes designated for the same thing as the surviving goat is designated for, so the new goat is the one which is left to wait for it to develop a wound. But the one which is actually used is the original goat. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says that since there was a time where that goat became invalid, because if you think about it, the goat, there always needs to be two goats in order to perform either service. The service of the Sorel Hashem and the service of the Sorel Azazel. So as soon as one of the goats died, the other one became invalid, albeit temporarily, until another goat is designated, but at the moment it became invalid. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that if a korban at one point became invalid, then it can never again be used for that service. And so Rabbi Yehuda would be of the opinion that the second animal, the second goat which is designated, that is the one which will be used ultimately, and not the surviving goat. And so Rabbi Yehuda gives a similar example of such a case, where one of the goats becomes invalid. Nishpach Adom, if the blood of the Sorel Hashem is spilt, and as we learned in the previous perek, that means that you now need to bring and slaughter another goat, and so you'll actually need to bring another two goats, and which one is going to be the valid one? The second one, and therefore Yomus HaMishtaleach, the one which was originally the first surviving goat which was going to be sent Lazozel, that is left to die, and the new goat is used instead. And continues to be Hudo Mesa Mishtaleach, in a case where the Sorel Azazel, the one which is designated to be sent off the cliff, if that goat dies, then the second goat also becomes invalid, that service cannot be continued, and therefore Yishavich Adom, the blood should be spilt, and the whole process should begin from the beginning again, where two goats are brought and designated again, and this whole service starts again.